How are you doing, Brian?
I'm well, John. How are you doing?
Good. Well, I told you I'd ask you a question. You said you wouldn't answer it, but I did, and I win.
Smart aleck. This is John Pettigrew. Most of you have met him. If you were here in November, we brought John in for a weekend to begin our exploration together. But he's here a second time, and though he's a little bit of a smart aleck, I think we should welcome him to our church this morning. It's really wonderful to hear what God is doing through Young Life. And thanks, Brendan, for that report. By the way, Brendan, where are you? Could you raise your hand? I need to see you. He stepped out. Okay. Jacqueline, are there a bunch of kids that come to your place on Thursday morning? Okay. I was leaving my house at 6:20 a.m. this Thursday. And the Wiedners live a stone's throw from me. And all of a sudden, there's this group of teenage kids at 6:20 a.m. And I'm thinking, these are thugs. They're gonna rob one of our homes. And I'm slowing down, and there's a group of about six kids, and one of them's got a club. No, it's a Bible. And I thought, I wonder if those kids are going to the Wiedners for Bible study. And they were, 6:30 a.m. It's fantastic. Yeah. Excited. Well, God has been working in our own youth's lives over the years. We've seen probably half of the people that have been baptized in the last 4 years that we've been here have been under the age of 18. And that's very, very exciting. We've got a group of kids that usually sit right up here in the front and others scattered throughout the church. And as you know, Dave Smith has been with us for about 3 years, and we've been without a youth pastor for almost a year. And so we've been exploring who God might call to us, and we've been very, very careful and very selective. We want to hire the right person for this next chapter in our lives. And so God has brought John to our attention. Now, I've known John for a long time. I saw him grow up at North Shore Alliance, so I've been able to see him in action. But John, you've been really almost a quarter of your life, you've been in Calgary at Ambrose. Yeah. And so tell us, I mean, what's happened in your life? What are some of the extracurricular activities besides the books that you've been involved in that'll give us a little window into who you are as a person?
Yeah, well, I've been there for 5.5 years, and it's a 4-year degree, but with a 1-year internship, it ends up being 5 years. And I took an extra semester because I added so much stuff to my plate. I was able to play sports and fortunate enough to captain a few of those teams. And actually, my last year, the soccer team didn't have a coach, so I had the opportunity of player coaching, which was kind of interesting. I was able to be a resident assistant in the new campus they built out there and building relationships and leading Bible studies and things like that, which was lots of fun. At Ambrose, they put on a youth conference every year that brings about 550 students. And each year I was there, I was able to be involved in entertainment or daytime activities. And 1 year was actually able to be the master of ceremonies, which was a huge blessing and honor. And apart from that, outside of Ambrose, I was able to do a practicum at a homeless shelter downtown called the Mustard Seed. Mm-hmm. I was able to work in a youth group down in the south of Calgary, as well as my internship was in the South Okanagan. And somewhere in there, I was able to finish enough classes to merit a Bachelor of Ministry degree with a focus in youth.
Great, great. Now, who is your favorite professor at Ambrose and why?
Well, there's a ton of really great professors, and but I would have to say there's one that stood out for me. His name was Bill McAlpine, or Dr. Bill McAlpine. But he'd just have you call him Bill, because he is just a really open guy. And he asked some really difficult questions. And if you asked him a question, he would help you ask the right question, and then he'd give you a really good answer. And I really appreciated not only his heart in the classroom, but he would also pursue you outside of the classroom. And I know a couple times going to his house and having really good just table conversation with him. So he really had an impact on me and the way that I perceive ministry and things like that. So I'd have to say Bill. Mm.
If there was one thing that you'd say God did in my life distinctly during my years at Ambrose, what would it be?
Well, this question could go on for quite a while. And I mean, I've had some incredible relationships that God's been able to place in my life, some friendships that will last for a lifetime. He's developed my leadership skills for sure, different spiritual disciplines that came out of that schooling. But I have to say the one thing that I'm most thankful for was his confirming my call to ministry. I don't believe that in my lifetime I've had a time where there was a shining light over my head and God said, John Pettigrew, you're going to ministry. That was not my experience. It was sort of a gradual confirming. And when I was at school my second year, I wasn't sure if I was going to go back to Ambrose and finally decided, you know, this is something. I don't feel like God's calling me anywhere else. And this is something I need to pursue to see if God is really calling me to ministry. And through Ambrose and different ministry opportunities, he continually blessed me and confirmed and said, you know, look how I'm blessing you and look how much joy you're having and how fulfilled you feel in this. How could you do anything else? And that was a feeling that I had finishing off my degree was just, it wasn't you can't do anything else. It's how could you not go into ministry? This is what I've built you to do. So that's the one thing I'm so thankful for.
So let's talk about youth ministry a little bit. What's the hill to die on in youth ministry? Or what are your core values? Or what are the non-negotiables in being a youth pastor or running a youth ministry? What's important to you?
Well, I believe youth ministry is absolutely essential to the life of a church. Super important for the vitality of any church. Youth need a place to belong, a place where they feel loved and accepted, a place that they feel like they have some say in what goes on, that they're heard, and also a place that they can have fun and enjoy being a teenager. I also believe that in the church, we need to be able to build up leaders and build community within so that we're able to reach out to the community and serve people and show God's love to the outer community, not just within our church.
Who do you think makes the best missionaries to teenagers that don't go to church?
Well, I would say it's teenagers themselves. In any form of evangelism, friendships are always the prevailing means that seems to be the best, is building those friendships and so I would say teens themselves.
Sometimes it's difficult for church leaders to get accepted into the high schools. We're really blessed that Brendan has built a bridge already, so there's goodwill in some of our high schools because of Young Life. But you had an experience in the Okanagan when you interned for a year. There was a school that was very closed, but somehow the door opened. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, the local high school, it was a small town that I was working in, and there was only one high school, and they were actually completely closed to our church, and the youth pastor had assumed that he could get in and went to the principal, and they were, nope, there's no religious activity in the church, in the school. But when I got there, I offered my services to their soccer team, saying, you know, I can coach, and if you guys need any help. So I ended up being able to coach both their guys and girls senior soccer teams, and through that was able to build relationships with not only the students on the soccer team, but also the teachers who were involved in the soccer program. And so it was kind of interesting. I ran to the principal one day, and I was wearing their team fleece. And I said, oh yeah, well, I just worked down the street at the Alliance Church. And it was kind of a shock to her that I'd been helping out. And so that was really great, sort of opening doors in that way. So, and actually also there was a student there that was a Muslim, and he was on the guy's senior team. And I don't think he'd ever come to church before, but when I was leaving Oliver, he actually came to my going away party, which was at the church, which I thought was hugely encouraging, but also somewhat disappointing because this was happening at the end and I was leaving, and it was too bad it didn't happen in the middle. So that was, a blessing.
So let's say a kid comes into our youth ministry in grade 7, is with us for 5 years. What kind of experiences will you have wanted our kids to have experienced before we graduate them out of our youth ministry and into the real world? Mm-hmm. Not that they're not in the real world, but without having hands-on.
Yeah. Well, I would love for them to have experienced who God is, God's love for them, and really what he did and what it means for them and why it's important for everybody else. That they know and have heard the gospel and know how to articulate that to their friends. I would also hope that they have built relationships with the youth leaders, with myself and with their peers, that are long-lasting relationships that they can take into the next chapter of their lives and stay connected there, because those are some really strong mentoring relationships.
Mm, great. Anything else you want to say to us before we wrap this up?
No.
Would you pray with us as we discern God's call in John's life as it relates to us? It's apparent that God's call is on his life to do youth ministry. And you can see that. I can see that. You're a fine young man. The Spirit is upon you. And if this works out, it'll be great. And if it doesn't, it'll be great too. Love you, John.
Thanks.
Let's welcome John again to our church. Yes, yes. Okay. Great job.